step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Yes.com. When you think credit, think yes. Think CreditYes.com.
I just got a car at CreditYes.com.
Got a blockbuster program for you today. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. We're going to be talking about free airfare. Yeah, a free airfare with a cruise. And when is the best time to buy an airline ticket when you can save the most money? Our Disney update will be here today. And what do airlines owe you if your flight is delayed, canceled, or overbooked? And the critical questions to ask before you book your next cruise. All this, your questions, and more on today's travel show. Well, as I mentioned, I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, your humble host, joined by John Potter, all things Disney, the Disney dog himself, and we're missing our Argentinian gaucho, Carlos Fita, who is in South America today, Ecuador and the Galapagos Islands. Well, John, We got a nice show lined up today.
We do. We always do, but this one seems extra good.
Well, I want to tease the crowd right now. This hour, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free airfare promotion and $100. There's no limit on it for every person who wants to grab $100 to spend. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You know, we've been getting a lot of inquiries, and you've told me one of the most popular questions that you're getting is about Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alaska cruise season is over, but people are getting ready for 2022. Now, this is the scary part. It runs May to September, a few early October cruises, but May is only 7 months away.
Yeah, and there's a few cruise lines now that are starting late April. So it's getting earlier.
It's a great time to plan on Alaska. You know, some interesting fun facts about Alaska. The name Alaska, I always find it interesting to find out the origin of words. Well, the name Alaska comes from the Aleut indigenous tribes of the Aleutian Islands, and they called their homeland Alueska. Alueska, Alaska, meaning the great land. Now, let's play Stump the Dummy.
Okay.
What is the state sport of Alaska?
Oh, my goodness. I would be guessing fishing.
It's the same name as a breakfast cereal.
Wheaties.
No. Mush.
That goes with sporty.
Mush. It's dog mushing.
Dog mushing. Okay.
Yeah. And Alaska has the lowest population density in the nation at one person per square mile. Now, put that into perspective. If we had that same population density in Manhattan, there would be a total of only 16 people living on Manhattan Island in New York. Now, it's a very diverse state. There's 224 federally recognized tribes and 20 indigenous languages that are still spoken today. What's really interesting is the state of Alaska, and you tell me how this works.
Okay.
Is the northernmost state in the of the 50 states, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's the westernmost. You've got the Aleutian Island. That's mm-hmm. pretty easy.
Yeah.
How is it that Alaska is the easternmost state in the country?
That I don't know. I'm guessing it's something to do with the Arctic Circle?
No. The International Dateline.
Okay.
It changes. And so it if you look at it on a globe, Alaska is the northernmost, westernmost, and easternmost point in the United States. And at some of it, Alaska is only 50 miles from Russia.
And almost Sarah can see Russia from her house.
It's right there. And one-third of Alaska is in the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty cool. You know, people ask all the time, what's the best way to see America's last frontier? And I think it's a cruise. Now, there's you can do a land tour. You can go fishing, a float plane, drop you down in a hidden lake.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a cruise is the very best. And there's two primary types of Alaska cruises, what I call the North-South. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be Vancouver to Anchorage or vice versa.
Right.
Or sailing round trip from Seattle, with a few sailing round trip from Vancouver. You know, John, they only differ in one day.
They do.
Now, the North-South, you get two glacier days, typically. Right. On the round trip Seattle or round trip Vancouver, you get one. But a lot of people like to extend their tour on a North-South, either pre or post, doing what?
Yeah, they're called a cruise tour. So you would either do the cruise, and then you would do anywhere from 3 to another 10 days land touring to different places up, you know, Fairbanks, Denali, Mount McKinley. Some go down to, well, I shouldn't say down, up to Kenai, and all kinds of different options you can do land. And you either do that before or after the cruise.
You know, one of the things that people talk about is the glaciers. You know, there are 27,000 glaciers in Alaska. Obviously, you can't see them all from the sea, mm-hmm. but there's more than 100 volcanoes and volcanic fields.
Yes.
It is an incredible time. Now, why book now for 2022 Alaska?
Well, there was no cruise season whatsoever in 2020. And in 2021, it was very, very limited. So everybody has pushed their cruises for 2 years. And we're already seeing inventory depleting just because of the pent-up demand for, you know, people not being able to go in the previous years.
Also, the promotions right now.
Oh, yes.
Now, in the next segment, Lisa Presley, Regional Key Account Director for Norwegian Cruise Line, is going to outline what I think is the richest promotion that I've seen in my 40-plus years in the travel business.
And it just got richer.
It just got richer. Do you think Alaska is a good destination for families?
Absolutely.
Why?
The wildlife. Everyone loves wildlife.
We're talking about off the ship or on the ship?
Both.
Thank you. If you have teenagers.
If you have teenagers.
It's definitely on the ship.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Just the whole beauty. I mean, the beautiful mountain scenery, the activities on the ship. All the cruise lines have great kids' activities that the kids love.
You know, we've really seen the cruise ships change. They're what I call now, the newer ships, mm-hmm. destination ships.
Oh,
meaning
they are.
If you stayed on the boat, on the ship,
mm-hmm.
you'd be okay. There is so much to do. They have not just water slides, but water parks. And yes, in Alaska, the water is heated.
Mm-hmm.
They have flow riders. They have ice rinks. They have bumper cars.
Race cars.
It's like an amusement park. There is something for everyone. You can be as laid back or as active as you want.
Yes.
Now, while we're talking about families, SeaWorld and Busch Gardens asked children ages 8 to 12 what they did, what the kids did on a family vacation that would absolutely drive their parents crazy. So what we want to do to all of our listeners, are your kids normal? Are they driving you crazy? I mean, do you have to come home from the family vacation to recover? Here's what we found out. The number one thing that drove parents crazy, according to the kids, is fighting with their siblings.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that was the number one response. The other one that, again, the kids' perception of what drove their parents crazy is asking, are we there yet?
Yes, I could have guessed that
one. If we were there, the car would be stopped. Singing songs. Now, that one kind of surprised me. I thought that would keep the kids occupied, but their parents got tired of it. Telling silly jokes. How about this one? I get this one. Always asking for a bathroom stop.
Yes.
Why is it when you have young children and you're about to put them to bed, they suddenly have to go to the bathroom? Suddenly have to have a drink of water.
To put it off.
That's right. And the last one, getting car sick.
Mm-hmm.
Hurling all over the car. But those are the things that drive parents absolutely crazy. I'd like to invite you to join me on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. And, you know, this is a really fun one. We have over 50 travel videos posted, and I've got some very nice compliments. They say, you know, viewers are saying, hey, this is the most informative, educational travel video that I have seen. And go to YouTube, and if you can't remember Getaway Guru, put that in the search bar. Now, there's three things you need to do, John. First, on any of my videos, hit the subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll see a little bell. Think Liberty Bell. Click on the bell, and then click on turn on all notifications. Now, what that means is, no, you're not going to get a phone call or an email or a text message, but the next time that you sign into YouTube, it'll say, hey, the Getaway Guru, Larry Gelwicks, has added a new video. They're very informative. I actually will be leaving this week for Hawaii. Tough job. The broadcast will be, yeah, Hawaii next week.
So I get to go to Hawaii?
No, you'll be here in studio in case the connection goes down. But we'll have some more Hawaii videos. Anyway, love to have you join me, youtube.com/getawayguru. If you like the video, please give us a thumbs up. When we come back, we're going to be hitting the seven seas with Lisa Presley and Norwegian Cruise Line.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Breast Cancer Research Foundation, the highest-rated breast cancer organization in the U.S., is committed to being the end of breast cancer by advancing the world's most promising research. At BCRF, we know that research saves lives. Since 1993, BCRF scientists have been involved in every major breakthrough in breast cancer research. Visit
Leave Her Speechless.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
Welcome.
Just listen and you'll know.
Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by John Potter, the Disney dog himself. And we say adios to Carlos Feeder, our Argentinian gaucho, who's usually with us. He is actually in South America today with a group of Travel Show listeners in Quito, Ecuador, and they'll be moving on to the Galapagos Islands. You know, John, there's few things that I enjoy more than cruising.
I'm with you there.
Now, what is one of the things that you love so much about cruising?
Just the whole atmosphere. I love cruising, but it's so nice to go to bed and wake up in a different place the next morning.
Well, I always wake up in the same place. I have them move my bed into the buffet, and I just kind of hang out there, you know. Seriously, what I enjoy so much about cruising is I pack and unpack once, have exciting ports of call. It's all inclusive. I think it's the greatest value right now.
Oh, absolutely. And the safest way to travel right now.
Yeah, it really is. We'd like to welcome to the show our dear friend Lisa Presley, Key Account Director with Norwegian Cruise Line. Lisa, welcome to the Travel Show.
Thank you, Larry. I'm excited to be here. So thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, truly, it's our pleasure. Now, Lisa, you know, cruising is coming back. We're seeing more and more boats in the water. What is the general state or status of the cruise industry right now?
Well, like you mentioned, cruising is definitely back. With all the ships that are being reintroduced to various destinations, guests are booking. People have been home for so long, we're just all really ready to travel. The one biggest piece of advice that I can give is that now is the absolute best time to book a cruise before the availability is
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crease.
You know, I've seen that a lot of the cruise lines are reporting their strongest booking seasons ever. What's going on? And give us an update of Norwegian Cruise Line.
Well, what's going on with us is we have six ships that are currently even sailing right now. We have the Breakaway that's sailing in Bermuda, and then next month she's going to transition to New Orleans, so she'll be sailing the Western Caribbean. We have the Gem sailing to Bermuda, the Encore's in the Eastern Caribbean out of Miami, and then we have three ships in Europe that are sailing. We have the Epic, Getaway, and the Jade, and then what I think is really exciting for us is in December, the Epic transitions to the Southern Caribbean, and she'll be sailing out of San Juan. Now, all of these ships are booking very, very well, Larry. That's why I mentioned if anybody is thinking about booking a cruise, boy, don't wait, because that availability is going to fill up.
And we'll be covering this a little bit more in our conversation. Not only does Norwegian Cruise Line have the youngest fleet out there, great ships, everything about NCL, I think, is completely over the top, but NCL has the richest promotion I've ever seen. Very briefly, Lisa, everybody asks us, what about health and safety protocols? And I've made the statement, I think I am safer on an NCL ship than at my corner grocery store. What are you guys doing health and safety-wise?
I totally agree with that. All of our guests on board have to be 100% vaccinated, and that actually includes all of our crew also. And to make sure that nobody is coming on board with any type of illness we're going to share, we have COVID testing that is done at the pier before the guests board. And then once on board, we have strict safety protocols in place as far as cleaning and sanitation, disinfecting. And because of the fact that we are sailing at a reduced capacity and with everybody being vaccinated, there's no masks needed on board ship, and everything is open from our buffets to our entertainment and all the activities. So your cruise experience, honestly, right now, Larry, is going to be exceptional because the ship is not full.
Well, it's good as it gets. You know, last month I sailed on the Encore in Alaska. We had a group of 100 people on board, rave reviews, the entertainment, the dining, the activities, but, you know, everyone was fully vaccinated. And what NCL does that is different, and I think a step above everyone else, is most cruise lines have a negative COVID test within 48 hours. And I think that's very good. But you do something different with the negative COVID test, Lisa.
Correct. You have to have that negative COVID test at the pier before you even board the ship.
I mean, right at the pier. So I know that everybody has tested negative the day of embarkation and, of course, are fully vaccinated. Well, right now, I think the richest promotion that I've seen in my 40-plus years is the free at sea and the free airfare. In short, that is the second guest flies free. And, John, if you that's using the NCL Air.
Right.
What about the
airfares? Did they jack the prices up?
No, that's what I really like about Norwegian. Their prices are actually lower in most cases than you can find booking it on your own. For instance, the cruises out of Miami, round trip Salt Lake, Miami, the first, third, or fourth person in the cabin pays $249 per person for the round trip air. Second person is free.
Typically, you know, Lisa, we're looking at $450 to $650 out of our hometown, Salt Lake City. So let's talk about the richness of this. The second person sails free. Then the first and second get, free Wi-Fi, free specialty dining, free shore excursion credits.
And the open bar.
And the open bar. But, you and I talked earlier this week, and you have a special additional exclusive bonus just for Travel Show listeners.
I do. We're very excited to offer, in addition to all the amenities that Larry just shared, we are going to offer a $100 per cabin onboard credit for all new bookings that are made this week, but actually I think we decided we were going to extend it through November 2nd, didn't we, Larry? We're going to give it a little extra time for everybody to get on the phone and book.
Well, right now we're good through October 29th through Friday. Booking this week with a Morris Columbus office, your favorite Morris Columbus office. So you get all of the freebies, the free air for the second guest, and the $100 per cabin free money to spend on board the ship. Lisa, we're coming to the end of the segment, and can you stay on for just a minute? Because we have a special announcement about a new ship sailing out of Galveston. You got a few more minutes?
I do. I'd be happy to. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about one of the biggest announcements in the cruise industry with Lisa Presley and Norwegian Cruise Line.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now you can add Comcast Business Security Edge to make your network more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a fast and reliable internet and voice solution for $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying service. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies.
The winner can take 30 payments over 29 years or one payment of $75 million. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. We're so glad to spend our weekend with you. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show. And of course, you can reach all of your favorite travel counselors at any of your local Morris Columbus Travel offices. We'd invite you to join us here on the show. You really are the best part of the show. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. With your questions, comments, your recommendations, and experiences, we'd love to have you join us. Well, John, we are talking to our friend Lisa Presley, Key Account Director, Norwegian Cruise Line. And Lisa, welcome to the Travel Show.
Thank you, Larry.
Nice to have you with us. You know, we were talking about one of the richest promotions I've ever seen. Second person flies free, and then the first and second guests get the free open bar, Wi-Fi, the specialty dining, shore excursion credits. One of the really nice things I like about that promotion is for the third, fourth, and fifth person sharing your cabin, they sail absolutely free. You just pay the taxes. Now, John, how does that play out for families?
It's a great savings for families. Absolutely.
And at least that's one of the great promotions. Now, very briefly, and I we're talking to Lisa Presley, key account director, Norwegian Cruise Line. Very briefly, you have a new ship that is, it's like exploding my brain, scheduled to sail out of Galveston, which, of course, you can fly right into Galveston or Houston, is not far away. Introduce us to what you guys are doing in Galveston.
Well, we're real excited to be going back to Texas for one thing, but the Prima is a new generation of ships for Norwegian Cruise Line. She'll be coming out in August of 2022. But what's fabulous about this ship, Larry, she provides the most spacious accommodations of all of our fleet, which means all of her rooms are going to be larger. And that goes from our luxury suites in the Haven, even to our studio rooms. And I think you're familiar with our studio rooms, aren't you, Larry?
Yeah, it's one of the innovations of Norwegian Cruise Line for single travelers. So often,
correct,
they just got killed on the price. Basically, yes, paying double, but NCL doesn't do that. When will the service, and it'll be Western Caribbean, I'm assuming, when will the Prima start sailing out of Galveston?
She will be in Galveston in December of 2023. But what I want to make sure that people realize, too, depending on when you're going to Houston, that there is, in late February, there's a barbecue cook-off that is done in downtown Houston. And during the month of March, they have the Houston Livestock and Radio Show. So since the Prima will be sailing a Friday-to-Friday itinerary, it's the perfect opportunity to extend your stay while you're there.
Well, it'll be exciting. You know what we need to do, John, is we need to book ourselves on the Prima with a live broadcast from the buffet, of course.
That's true. Uh-huh. Or are they going to have the Q restaurant on that vessel? Because, I mean, that you can start with the barbecue early.
Very good.
Yes. You know what you guys would even like even more than that? On Ocean Boulevard, we're going to have a upscale food hall with 11 different restaurants to choose from. So there's going to be food trucks and then small appetizer bites.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We look forward to it. Lisa Presley, key account director, Norwegian Cruise Line, thank you for joining us on the Travel Show. Can we invite you back?
I would love to come back, Larry. Thank you so much for having me join you today.
You
it was fabulous.
All the best there. We're speaking to Lisa Presley, key account director with Norwegian Cruise Line. We're talking about cruising. John, there are questions that I suggest people ask before they book it.
Yes.
And what would you suggest? What are the key points that you want to cover when booking your cruise?
I would look at the purpose. Are you taking the kids? If you are, you do not want to go on a cruise that caters more to adults. You want a family-oriented cruise.
And there are some cruises, like Virgin Voyages, mm-hmm, that only allow adults only 18
right,
age of or older.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that's a good one. And also the type of cabin. The thing I hear the most is, oh, I should book an inside cabin, the cheapest, because people tell me I'm never in my cabin, only to sleep. It's like, well, if you have an
not
inside
true
or an ocean view, absolutely. But if you have a balcony, you want to spend time in your cabin.
Well, it adds to the whole experience. It's a larger cabin. You've got a full balcony with floor-to-ceiling sliding glass doors. Mm-hmm. I think some of the other things you want to ask is the size and the age of the ship.
Yes.
It makes a big difference. And what is the target audience? And the classic example that I've used, because every service...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every company that's providing goods or service has a target audience. Now, they may sell to everybody,
right,
but they know who their bread and butter is. And the way you determine this is that you look at the photographs on their website and in their brochure. Who is it they're catering to? Now, if I look at Crystal Cruises, which is a very upscale cruise line,
mm-hmm,
what I am seeing is... couples 45, 50 and older, generally speaking.
Right.
Kind of a relaxed country club atmosphere. And I love Crystal Cruise Lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to see a lot of kids. They'll take kids, of course.
Right.
But I'm not going to see photos of families.
And they don't have the big kids programs that some of the other ship lines
now,
do.
Pluto, mm-hmm. that's his Disney dog name. If I look at a Disney cruise, what am I going to see?
You're going to see families, and we're getting a lot of multi-generations. You know, grandma and grandpa are taking the whole family, their children and the grandchildren, and you'll see that on a Disney cruise, families of all types, sizes, and shapes.
And that's, I think, the critical thing. Who is the target? And then look at the amenities. What are the freebies? Like we just talked about NCL, free air, free everything,
mm-hmm.
third and fourth go free. And don't forget, if you book your next NCL cruise with Morris Columbus Travel this week for a new booking, they're going to throw in an extra $100 onboard credit.
That's right.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We have people standing by, and... First, we're talking Bruce, calling from Eden, Utah. Bruce, welcome to the Travel Show.
Love the show. My question is, are you guys planning on doing the Travel Expo this next year in January?
Yes, we are. It's the Utah Travel Expo. It's an exciting time. Now, since the merger of Morris Travel and Columbus Travel, we're not going to have separate ones, but in St. George, the Travel Expo will be Wednesday, January 26th, and in the rest of Utah, for Wyoming and southern Idaho, it'll be in Salt Lake City, January 28th and 29th, and you'll be seeing a website in the coming weeks, Bruce, and we'll tell you all about it. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we have Savannah calling from Evanston, Wyoming. Savannah, how can we help you?
Hi, guys. Hey, I just had a quick question. I'm planning on going to San Francisco, and I was wondering where you guys recommend staying and basically the best seafood restaurants.
Well, you know, San Francisco is my hometown, and love going there. Your first question is where to stay. Most people will stay in the Fisherman's Wharf or Union Square area. Now, the hotels there are pricey. John, San Francisco is an expensive city.
It is, yes. The hotels are pricey, but I agree completely. I like Union Square myself. It doesn't smell as fishy as Fisherman's Wharf, but you can't go wrong. But if you're driving, parking is very expensive there.
It really is. Now, Savannah, are you going to have a rental car?
Yes.
Okay. Here's one. Unless you're looking for, you know, a Hyatt Regency or something like that, there's some also ones down by the Embarcadero and the Ferry Building. But generally, most visitors or tourists are going to stay in the Fisherman's Wharf or the Union Square area. But you can get some lower rates on Lombard Street and Van Ness. And one that I like on, it's actually on Columbus Avenue, walking distance to Little Italy, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf and Ghirardelli Square is the Columbus Motor Inn. Now, you're still going to be paying a couple $100, and that's inexpensive. TripAdvisor gives it a 4-star rating. I give it about a 3, 3.5. I think it's a little dated. It's perfectly clean, but there's no parking fee. And John, typically in Fisherman's Wharf or Union Square, your parking fee is going to be $50, $60 a day.
It is, yes.
So I like that one, Columbus Motor Inn on Columbus Avenue. And I've even seen some rates down there in the off-season, $160, $170. You can also find some lower rates if you stay out near the airport. You're going to have a car, or you can take BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit, right from the airport into downtown San Francisco. Now, was it a seafood restaurant that you asked about?
Yes, seafood.
You can't go wrong. Of course, for John, your favorite seafood is?
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse. Why do I keep this guy around?
Yeah, I don't do seafood.
There are four really good, well, there's many seafood restaurants, but the four that I like, if you're down in the Wharf area, it's very touristy, but Skoma's. It's a really, the quality of the food. My favorite is over on California Street in the downtown area called Tadish. You know, it actually dates back to 1849. And what's interesting about it, in the 1920s, they were the first American restaurant in the country to cook fish over a mesquite charcoal, kind of a Croatian approach to it. But the very first one. 1920s. Wow. I also like Sam's Grill on Bush Street and the Hayes Street Grill over on Hayes, which is near the Opera House and the City Hall and things like that. By the way, Savannah, do you love sourdough bread?
Love it. It's my favorite.
You'll find it everywhere. There's three brands that I really like. My favorite is the Tartan Bakery over on Guerrero. It's in the Mission District. You'll need a car to get there. The Acme, which is just fantastic, A-C-M-E, and kind of a tourist bread, but I like it as Bodine's. And that goes back to the Gold Rush days. Savannah, does that help out?
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Very good. You know, we've got Jane calling from El Paso. Jane, we're going to pick you up with a Disney World question right after we come back from this short break. I have an addiction. I'm not in the 12-step program, but I have an addiction to sourdough bread.
Yeah, I think you should be in that program.
I grew up there. When I'd go down there, I used to bring back like 12 to 15 loaves in boxes. We'd put them in the freezer. Well, we've got a lot more here on the Travel Show. We'll be talking to Jane in El Paso, Texas, about Disney World and when is the best time to buy an airline ticket. Right here on the Travel Show.
My fiancé surprised me with an engagement ring from Shane Company. A simple solitaire ring with a beautiful oval diamond. I love it. I had a vision of what I wanted to do with the wedding bands to create my own look and add even more sparkle. Shane Company has so many options, so it was easy to bring it to life. I got two bands. I selected a diamond contour band to go on one side of my engagement ring and a delicate vintage band to go on the other. It's a unique ring stack and it fits my style. It's totally me. My fiancé got his wedding band at Shane Company, too. I had no idea what he'd gravitate to, because he never wears jewelry. He tried on lots of rings. Turns out, he really liked a black tantalum band. It's masculine and unique, and it suits his personality. The wedding is really soon, and I can't wait to wear my gorgeous new rings every day.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Whether it's the day you take on six new employees or the day your work takes you across the country, every day in business brings something new. So get the flexibility of our new mobile service designed for your small business. Introducing Comcast Business Mobile. This mobile service gives you the most reliable network with nationwide 5G included. And it's easy to save no matter what type of business you run. If you have a big team that needs lots of data, you can get unlimited for just $30 per line per month when you get four lines. And if your business is always changing, you can mix and match between unlimited and by the gig to save. Available now for Comcast Business Internet customers with no line activation fees or term contract required. See if you can save up to $500 a year on your wireless bill by switching to Comcast Business Mobile today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. It requires Comcast Business Internet.
We really love you. PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Show. We're so glad that you're here. We invite you to give us a call, 888-570-8010, with your questions, comments, your experiences, and recommendations. We've had a very fun show today. With callers, and let's go back to the phone lines, John.
Okay.
And talk to Jane, who is calling from El Paso, Texas. Jane,
good morning,
welcome
or
to the
good afternoon.
Yes, it is. It is, and good morning here, and good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
And how can we help you?
So my husband and I are planning a trip to Disney World for the first time. We have a 6 and a 3-year-old, and, you know, we've talked to friends and everything and you know that it's going to be hot, know that that's going to be tiring, but we kind of don't know where to start. So I'm just kind of wondering the best place to, recommendations for where to stay and time of year to go. And kind of the best parks. Should we do all the parks, or what would be better for younger children?
All right. Well, for younger children, you know, the Value Resorts, I think, have the best Disney theming of any of the park or the resort hotels.
Now, when you say Value Resorts, we're still talking about Disney resorts.
Right. Disney resorts on property resorts. They call them Value Resorts. A lot of people think, oh, it's like a Motel 6. No. It's more like a Holiday Inn. It's not fancy, but it's clean, it's comfortable, it's nice. They're geared towards families. And so I would suggest probably either the Pop Century or the Art of Animation is probably my most favorite.
What, John, what is the advantage of staying on property? There's a lot of good hotels off property.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will transfer you to the Magic Kingdom, some will not. But
right.
What is the advantage of staying on property?
Staying on property, you've got the full Disney experience. Nobody can treat you like Disney does. You've got the bus transportation or the Skyliner or the monorail, depending on your property, that gets you anywhere on the Disney property you want to go. And so it's just great to stay on site. I prefer to stay on site. I've done it both ways.
Now, Jane, you said you know, when was the best time to go? One of the concerns is with kids as young as 3 and 6, they get tired easy, and it gets pretty warm in Orlando.
Yeah, the heat worries me.
Yeah, the heat and the humidity, June through September is a little bit high. I would suggest my favorite time of year is the late November, early December time frame, because I love what they do at Christmas time. October's fun for the Halloween, but the best weather you're going to have is going to be March, April time frame.
Now, don't you think the best prices are when you get a package that combines the air and the park tickets and the hotel?
Yeah, combining everything together is going to help you. As far as the parks for younger kids, I would suggest the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom for younger children.
Jane,
would you suggest doing multiple days at those, or just like doing 4 days but just at the two parks?
For that age, I would suggest, 2 days in each park. I think they would enjoy those. If you have any Star Wars fans, you know, if the six-year-old likes the Star Wars, then I would say go over to Hollywood Studios as well for the Star Wars lands. Other than that, there's not as much for smaller kids in Epcot or in the Hollywood Studios park.
Does that help you out, Jane?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a lot of good information. You know, a question that we're often asked, John, is when do I book my airline ticket to save the most amount of money? Well, some new stats have come out. Expedia itself has done a study along with other travel organizations. And for domestic flights, again, look at least 21 days in advance, with the optimum booking time to save the most money 28 to 35 days in advance. Now, if you fly between cities frequently, you have a pretty good idea of what the price is. For example, I just booked myself to Los Angeles, where I'll be attending a meeting in November. Flying down was $58. I jumped at that.
Yes. Yeah, you want to do that. And one thing, too, to keep in mind is holidays put all that off the table. If you're going over a holiday period, you are not going to see big discounts. Book it early.
Holidays and special events. There may be a Super Bowl or some conference.
Yes.
But then now, if you're traveling internationally, midweek, Monday through Thursday, offers the best prices, with Thursday being the optimum. What airlines do is it's not the same price every day, nor is it the same number of discount seats every day. But Thursday internationally traditionally has some of the best fares. And what you want to do is book this at least a couple of months in advance. I like to book my international wherever possible, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 months in advance. I find the greatest availability of discount seats. Now, what is the difference between a 4-star hotel and a 5-star hotel?
Price, for one thing. The 5-star is the best of the best. You're going to have a nicer room, nicer amenities, nicer, you know, the bigger mattresses. Nicer mattresses.
You know, one of the things that is not consistent is the rating here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-star. It's who does the rating. There's no central authority that consistently uses the same criteria. Now, the 1 and 2 star hotels generally are spring break with college students on a liquid diet. You want to avoid those.
Yes.
But a 3 star is considered a superior tourist class. A 4 star is first class and 5 star is deluxe. And the easiest way I think about it is a 4 star may be something like a Marriott hotel.
Mm-hmm.
A 5 star is like a JW Marriott Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, you can save about 45% if you book a 4 star hotel rather than a 5. But luxury once experienced becomes a necessity. Hey, stand by for hour number 2 of the Travel Show.
Looking to sell your home fast without needing to do any repairs? Then you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy. You don't have to do any showings, cleanings, or repairs. Better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sundae.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER to get your free, no obligation cash offer.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your
a kind, just like she is.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the sponsor of the show. And we send our best wishes to our third amigo, Carlos Fita, who is in Ecuador and Galapagos with a group of Travel Show listeners. Glad to have you with us. We enjoy spending our weekend with you. The show sponsored by Morris Columbus Travel was the merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel, two of the powerhouses in travel throughout the Intermountain West. And John, as part of the celebration of Morris Columbus Travel, there are some specials that are completely off the chart for Hawaii, Mexico, Caribbean, and Europe.
Yes. Delta Vacations, one of our great companies we work with, is giving you a choice. You can receive up to 70,000 bonus sky miles, or you can save up to $350 off the cost of the reservation. The price and the miles is determined on how expensive the trip is, but it's a great option. You do have to have a Delta sky miles number to qualify. If you don't have one, go to Delta.com, sign up, and get the savings.
And so this is an air and resort hotel package.
Yes.
You can save up to, in addition to the first discount, and there's always a discount. We've given so many examples of what we call the secret airfares, which the industry term is a tour operator fare.
Mm-hmm.
So the first savings is an air and hotel discount. You can't match it buying them separately on your own.
That's correct.
And then as part of the celebration, your Morris Columbus agent will then drop that up to an additional $350, or you have your choice. I believe it's up to 75,000 Delta Sky Miles.
It is, yes.
I mean, you think about 75,000 Delta Sky Miles or up to, it depends on the package and when you're going, but that's in addition to what you're already getting for flying with Delta Airlines.
That's right.
So just simply call your local Morris Columbus travel office. Now, that's throwing a few people off because I have my phone number for my Morris Murdoch office. I have my phone number for Columbus Travel. Whoever you're dealing with at formerly Columbus Travel or formerly Morris Murdoch, continue to deal with them.
That's right.
And look for this particular savings. I got a question for you.
All right.
Have you ever checked in a suitcase and had it overweight, the 50 pounds?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, I always weigh it.
Yeah. You know, we have a scale at home. We weigh that too. But we like to, Kathy and I like to guess what it is by holding it and see who gets the closest. But we've all seen travelers at the airport. They don't want to pay the extra fee. And I don't blame them for that.
Yes.
And, you know, they say, oh, you're overweight. No, not you personally, but your suitcase.
That buffet did it.
Yeah, it's like a cruise. You go on as a passenger, come off as cargo. But you've seen them pull the suitcase aside.
Yes.
Well, Jared and Christy Owens had quite a surprise. They were flying on Southwest Airlines recently, and their suitcase, much to their surprise, was a few pounds over. And Southwest Airlines, they're flying to Las Vegas for a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to pay the extra fee, so they took the suitcase off the counter or the check-in area and said, well, we'll just rearrange some things, maybe put on a jacket or put something in our carry-on.
Right.
But they had quite a surprise when they opened their suitcase. Their dog jumped out of the suitcase.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm serious. their dog's name, Icky.
Uh-huh.
Icky bounds out. And what Jared told the television station that covered this is their dog, it's a chihuahua, loves to burrow into blankets and laundry baskets and the closet, anything to get nice, warm, and comfy. And they had their suitcase out for several hours. And so at some point, Chihuahua Icky jumped into the suitcase, burrowed down to the bottom. They put more clothes on, you know, closed it, and the dog never barked.
Wow.
Until
he just wanted to go.
He wanted to go to Las Vegas. Well, it was quite a surprise. The couple did check in early enough that they still made their flight. Friends came out and picked up Fido.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. What would you think? There's a term in the airline industry called weight and balance. The airplane, depending on the type of aircraft, it can only weigh X number of pounds where to take off. You know, there's a limit. You can't put everything in there.
Right.
And it's balanced. I've actually been on planes where the captain comes back and asks people to move to the other side or to the front or to the back of the plane because it has to be a balanced weight. So the weight is critical and the balance. And did you know that there are scales at the airport underneath the gates where it weighs the plane? So the captain knows what weight the plane is. Well, the weight and balance and the number of allowed passengers goes back decades. And guess what we've done?
We've increased in weight.
What's the polite word?
We're all fat.
I wasn't going to say that. We all kind of put on a little extra pounds here and there.
Especially during the pandemic.
Yeah, the COVID-15, you know, the COVID-50.
Yeah.
But the FAA, the Federal Administration, you know, Air Administration, Federal Aviation Administration, has made a recommendation. I'm not making this up. That passengers be weighed, because the old data of how many passengers a plane can take is outdated because we're heavier. How do you feel about, okay, honey, jump on the scale?
It might be a great way to promote weight loss.
You know, that's actually happened to me one time. I was in Pango Pango, Samoa, American Samoa, and on Air Samoa, little propeller job that held like 12 people. We're flying to Apia, the capital of Western Samoa.
Right.
And every passenger, and how do I say this? Polynesians are large people by it. You know.
Yeah.
Did I say that politely?
Yeah, and not all, but there's...
Am I going to get hate mail?
I hope not.
I hope not.
Because we do love the Polynesians, regardless.
And I tell you, you love to eat with them.
Oh,
you
yes.
Never go hungry.
Oh,
anyway,
my goodness.
So every person had to step on a scale, but they didn't have a foot scale there, like in your bathroom. You had to climb up on the same scale where they measured suitcases.
Okay.
And then they started calling it out. 350 pounds. Anyway, that actually happened to me, and for the weight and balance. Well, it's not as bad as it seems. The FAA has asked that passengers be weighed on a voluntary basis in a private area, and they won't call out the weight. Or they will randomly select people and say, would you agree to be weighed, or just tell us your weight?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that random selection, they'll come up with some new data. You know, what are we here today? Follow the science. Follow the data. Well, this, the weight and balance of an airplane. It's going to be interesting when you check in. Well, if they say, hey, honey, jump up the scale.
Given this new information that we're all larger, are they going to change the size of the seats to make them more comfortable?
I hope so. I mean, I'm not that big of a guy, but it is tight.
It is.
You know, I love having my knees against my chest for
yes.
5 hours when I fly. I just want to remind everyone that when you shop for your travel, we generally look at price first, don't we?
We do.
But I think more important than price, and price is important, is value. What am I getting for my price? And sometimes... you know, people ask, is it worth the upgrade? You talked about going from an inside cabin to a balcony cabin. And I think mm-hmm. once you go balcony, you'll never go back to an inside.
That's true.
You know, it holds true for vacations also. I'm looking at early December, a great time to go to Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. I love Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, me all too.
All inclusive, air inclusive. And I'm using out of Salt Lake City. Now, we broadcast throughout the entire Intermountain West, Texas, and Florida, but I'm just going to use Salt Lake City as an example because that's where I live. I looked at early December, the Buena Aventura Grand Hotel. I've been there. I love that hotel. It's a solid 4-star right on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Air, meals, transfers, drinks, taxes, fees, $929 per person. I mean, seriously?
For that hotel, that's a very good price.
That's fantastic. And remember, rates do vary by departure date. For $6 more a day, I can upgrade to a 5-star. Another place that I've enjoyed staying, the Riu Palace Pacifica.
Oh, I love that
You've
hotel.
You've been there, haven't you?
I have, yes. Oh,
$959,
man.
Another $30 per person over 6 days. That's $5 a day. So what you always want to do is shop price, but shop value. If I upgrade, what's the cost? And remember, luxury once experienced does become a necessity. When we come back, we're headed to Europe here on The Travel Show.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now you can add Comcast Business Security Edge to make your network more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a fast and reliable internet and voice solution for $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying service. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security edge not included. Prepaid card offer ends 12/21/21.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your...
We really love you. PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show. We invite you to join us here on the air with your questions, comments, your experiences, and recommendations. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Now, John, you've told me that you do a bit of gardening at your house.
I do. I've got some rose bushes that
I love roses, the fragrant of them.
Yeah.
I think my two favorite flowers, in no particular order, are roses and tulips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tulips are beautiful.
You know, and in the springtime, we have a lot of tulips in our yard and daffodils, too, and they pop up, you know, and it's just fantastic. Now, I seem to be changing planes all the time at the Schiphol Airport. You got to be careful how you say that.
Yes.
Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a gift that is sold everywhere. It's bags of tulip bulbs that are has the seal to be imported into the United States.
Right.
And it is a lot of fun. Did you know that the tulips are the world's most famous flower bulbs? Now, in the Netherlands, which has to be the epicenter of tulips, Holland.
Oh, that's what everybody thinks of.
Yeah. The country exports 2.5 billion tulip bulbs every year. And of that, now this was mind-boggling, 8,000 varieties of tulips. But two of them are the most popular. What colors do you think they would be?
Probably blue and red.
Well, it's kind of close, but I've seen that. The strong gold, which is a yellow, is by far the most popular, the most purchased. And another very popular is red and white, the Lien Vandermark tulip. But 8,000. I'd like one of each in my yard. Well, you know, the tulips really do come in every color of the rainbow, yellow, green, red, orange, purple, pink. Every variety except one color, black.
Okay.
Now, some of them are a very dark, deep purple.
Yes, I've seen those.
Queen of the Night, but there is no black tulip. I found that very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Wright, who is a very well-known radio personality in the Intermountain West, will be personally hosting a river cruise, Tulips River Cruise, April 15th to the 22nd. That's going to be sailing round trip from Amsterdam, and it'll be Amsterdam and Belgium. Now, in addition to all the flower markets, millions of tulips, you'll see all the usual sights and sounds of the Netherlands and
all the windmills as well.
Oh, the windmills too. Is that like the coolest thing?
Oh, yes.
And then you've got to get a pair of wooden shoes.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see you in your wooden shoes, John.
Yeah.
And with lederhosen.
You're not going to be seeing that.
How about a lava?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
April 15th to the 22nd, you can go to MME Tours, mmetours.com. For Doug Wright, April 15th to the 23rd, the Tulips River Cruise. I happen to know Doug. He's one of the finest men that I know. He and his wife, Dee, will be personally hosting the cruise. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you a golfer?
No. I have golfed. I have enough aggravation in my life without adding that to it.
I used to play golf all the time. You know, 18 holes is too much for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
9 holes. What I enjoy about golf is being out with the friends. You know, that's just kind of fun, and having lunch together and BSing while you're in the cart or walking around it.
Mm-hmm.
But how many holes on a golf course?
18, I think.
18. Did you ever think about, probably not, why are there 18 holes in golf?
Because 17 just wasn't enough.
And 19 was too many. Well, originally, golf, which actually some historians date back to ancient Rome in the Middle Ages, where the Romans had a stick and a cloth-bound ball that they played with,
mm-hmm.
Originally had 10 holes. And what they did is they took two away. They took two away, the short holes. Actually, excuse me. They took 4 away. I got this all wrong. 12 golf holes, all right? And they took 2 away and made them, I'm sorry, I've got it completely backwards. And here on public radio.
Uh-huh. This is your segment.
That's right. They had 10 holes that they played twice in both directions.
Okay.
So it was 20 holes. And in 1764, they took the first 4 short holes and made them 2 long holes. So now you had 8 original holes, and which times 2 is 16, and the 2 long holes made 18.
Mm-hmm. Did they have sand traps back in those days?
I think so, but they were natural. You know, another interesting one, if you hit an errant golf ball, you yell 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not F-O-U-R, that's F-O-R-E. It's a Scottish warning, like being forewarned. Mm-hmm. You yell 4, F-O-R-E. Kind of fun. Now, my San Francisco Giants lost to the Dodgers, so I have no interest in baseball. Playoffs right now.
Uh-huh.
I grew up watching the Giants. My first game was in 1958 at Seals Stadium,
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco. How many innings in a baseball game?
9, unless it goes into overtime.
But you know, originally, there were no innings. But it was the first team to score 21 runs.
Okay.
Now, think about that. But most games only lasted 6 innings.
Mm-hmm.
But as the pitching got better, games got harder to win. The runs became harder to come by. And the game started lasting longer. They didn't have lights, and they had to call the game. So what the bosses decide to do is bag the team first scoring 21. How long should we play the game? Well, how many players on the field? 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how we got 9 innings in a baseball game. Okay, don't forget, as part of the Morris Murdoch Columbus Travel merger, a special promotion with Norwegian Cruise Lines, you get the free at sea, which is free.
Free beverage package, free dining package, an onboard credit, or a shore excursion onboard credit.
The free specialty
dining. Free specialty
dining. What about for families?
Families on select cruises, third, fourth, or fifth person, sharing a cabin. Sail free, pay taxes only.
But the best part is the second person flies free with NCL Air. And if you book that this week with Morris Columbus Travel, you'll get an extra $100 spending money on board. Well, stay tuned. We got a lot more on the Travel Show.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your...
A winning ticket in last night's Mega Millions drawing was sold in the Valley of the Sun. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. And you can contact any of our local and friendly Morris Columbus Travel offices. John, we've been talking about value.
Yes.
And another question that we're always asked.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is what's your favorite place to go? I already know yours.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Disney.
Yes.
Outside of Disney, what would it be?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot go to Hawaii too many times.
No, you cannot.
I always answer that question. It depends on the purpose of the trip. For absolute relaxation, sheer physical beauty that explodes the senses, it's Tahiti and French Polynesia.
Mm-hmm.
For something exotic, exciting, wonderful people, a whole different element, Thailand. If it weren't for the kids and grandkids, Kathy and I would live in Thailand. For history, Europe and the Middle East. For adventure, a safari during the Great Migration in Kenya. You just simply can't top those. For a great value, a Mexico all-inclusive, Hawaii, or a cruise is the way to go. But Tahiti and French Polynesia has to be on everybody's bucket list.
Yes.
You know, it exerts an influence unlike any other part of the world.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It is seductive.
Yeah, it is.
And you get home with your photos of blue and green and hues. And even with an HD photograph, you say, no. It doesn't capture the depth of the color.
I have never seen a photo that actually does it justice. And they're beautiful photos, but no. There's no photo that's as good as the real thing.
Now, Tahiti and French Polynesia. And in French Polynesia, you have the Austral Island Group, not Australia, the Austral Group, the Gambier Group, the Society Islands, and the Marquesas and the Tuamotus. There's actually five groups.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about the Tahitian islands. There's no such thing.
No, there really isn't. There's an island of Tahiti.
Yeah, one island of the Society Islands.
Yeah.
But you have Moorea, Bora Bora. But it tends to be pricey, and a lot of people can't afford it. Mm-hmm. When you talk about value, Morris Columbus Travel has a special November the 9th to the 15th.
Yes.
That's priced at just $12.95. Including round trip air out of LA.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, 6 days, five nights at the Moorea, a five-star Sofitel hotel with daily breakfast included, taxes and fees, and transfers over to the island of Moorea, which is like 8 or 9 miles from the island of Tahiti. You can actually see each other's island.
Yeah.
This is French Polynesia like you never imagine it. Now, that price, and I think we got two or three rooms left, is $12.95. John, you priced this trip out. If we did everything exactly the same, what would it cost?
If we did the same dates, everything exactly the same, it would be $34.68 per person. So you're saving $21.73 per person, almost $2,200 a person.
This is one time. One time only, $12.95 per person.
And just a few seats less. Just for the fun of it, I priced January dates to see the difference. January is a little cheaper time to go, but it was still $2,887 for the very same package.
I'll tell you, folks, if you ever dreamed about Tahiti, French Polynesia, the islands of romance, there's two or three rooms left. This is only available at the Morris Columbus Bountiful Office. Let me give you that number, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328. 3328. You know, it's time to play Stump the Dummy.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of a fun thing we do. We'll play a national anthem of a really fun country that we like to visit, or a song that is associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got three of them here. So, Dan, hit the first one.
Oh, yes. That would be Great Britain.
I thought you were going to say... My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
It's that as well. But yes, yep. I think, don't they call it God Save the Queen?
It is. God Save the Queen, the national anthem of the United Kingdom. What's interesting to know is that our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, which was written by Francis Scott Key, September 14th of 1814, he was a prisoner, or he was on a British warship,
mm-hmm.
and witnessing the bombardment of Fort McHenry in Maryland during the War of 1812. Now, people think that our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, was written during the Revolutionary War.
No.
But here's what's interesting. The Star-Spangled Banner did not officially become our national anthem until 1931. But before that, My Country, 'Tis of Thee was our unofficial national anthem, written to an English tune,
uh-huh.
of all things.
Okay.
God Save the Queen. All right, let's go to number two, Dan. This is a fun one. I love this song. I've been to this country many times.
Give me a hint.
All right, the name is Nkosi Sikelel'i. That's the name of the song.
Okay, is it New Zealand?
No, but they
play... It sounds Polynesian.
They play rugby there. South Africa.
Okay.
It is, and it translates, God Bless Africa.
Oh, okay.
Now, I love South Africa. The best safaris, they got great ones down there in Kruger Park. I love Cape Town and Tabletop Mountain,
mm-hmm.
Joburg. I got to say, as good as it is in South Africa, the best safaris are July, August, and September in Kenya, mm-hmm. during the Great Migration. All right, one more, Dan.
Doesn't sound very happy.
The name of this anthem is Kimi Gayo.
Okay, that's Asian.
That's Asian. The land of the rising sun.
Japan.
Yeah, you know, by the way, people ask me all the time, you don't see a lot of tourists to Japan. You don't. I mean, we talk about Thailand. China was very popular. I think China's going to be a tougher sell coming back.
Yes.
You know. We got some special tours to Wuhan. You're going to love it with bat soup.
Yes.
You know. But I love Japan. I have been to Japan, I don't know, 20 or more times,
mm-hmm.
and traveled all over the country.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
On the Shinkansen, which is the bullet train. You know,
mm-hmm.
I usually travel between Osaka and Tokyo on the Shinkansen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the country, the people, the food, and it's not all sushi.
No.
The tempura and the yakisoba, the people, and it's efficient. It's clean. You know, there's only two countries in Asia that I tell people you can eat street food without any concern,
mm-hmm.
Japan and Singapore.
Yeah,
after that, it could be a Jenny Craig weight loss program, the likes of which you cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, I am going to be doing a Japan tour in April of 2023. Don't call us yet because I don't have it. I know the itinerary, but we don't have it put together.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever, we're going to be there for the cherry blossoms and the flower festivals.
And John's going on to Disneyland Tokyo, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you can jump with my chihuahua in the suitcase.
Yes, okay. Uh-huh.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines and... talking to Sam, calling from Illinois. You must be listening on live streaming. Sam, welcome to the travel show. Is this Sam?
No, this is Jane.
Oh, Jane, I am so sorry. We have Sam there on the line also. And Sam, if you'll stand by, I hit the wrong button. Jane, welcome to the travel show. How can we help you?
Hi, I heard you talking about a Thailand trip you have taken in the past, pre-pandemic, and I wasn't able to go. But I've always wanted to go to Thailand, and so I'm just wondering if you're planning on doing another one.
John, you told me just the other day that you get this question all the time.
At least once a week, yes.
Yeah.
Your Legends of Siam tour.
The Legends of Siam, which I keep to just 38 people, I used to do it once a year until the pandemic, and I consider it my signature trip. If I could recommend one, I mean, the things we do I won't go into, but Jane, in answer to your question, yes, I'll be doing it again. I'm looking at February of 2023. My 2022 calendar of tours that I'll be taking is pretty well full right now, and people would say I'm full of it. But that's another issue. Anyway, I'm looking at February of 2023, and of course we'll see Bangkok, the Grand Palace. We'll go up to Chiang Mai. My favorite temple, Wat Doi Sutep. Wat is the Thai word for temple. And Doi Sutep is the gold temple. And Jane, people say, oh, it has some gold. No, you didn't listen to me. It is gold. And it's in a national park way up on the top of this mountain. And it was built in 1386. King Kuna didn't know where to put the temple, but he felt an inspiration. So he took a bone fragment, reportedly from Lord Buddha, put it on a white elephant, which they considered sacred. It's like an albino elephant. And let the elephant wander. And when the elephant would sit down, then King Kuna would know, inspired by Lord Buddha, that this is the place for the temple. And there in 1386, the elephant just wandered through the forest, finally sat down on top of the mountain, and that's where they built the temple. Absolutely my favorite. The other thing that I like to do, Jane, is go down to Phuket.
That's where I want to go.
Yeah, it is an island. It is unbelievable there on the Andaman Sea. And one of the things we do is go out to Phang Lung Bay. Can you say that? Phang Lung Bay.
No.
And they have these mountains. They're like gumdrop mountains that have been dropped into the bay. And it feeds into the Indian Ocean. But the center of the islands is hollow. And so you get in kayaks, and every kayak will take two guests, and each one has a local guide. And you go in a tunnel in the island, and it's like Jurassic Park without the dinosaurs, the Garden of Eden. Some of them have tropical birds and monkeys, and you just paddle around the inside. And the mountain is open all the way to the clouds.
Wow.
So, yes, Jane, we'll be doing that. Look for it. We'll announce it here on the travel show. But you'll want to sign up for that quickly. I limit it to 38 people. I want a nice group, not a convention. And thank you so much for listening to the travel show. Sam calling from Illinois. You stay tuned right after the break. You'll be the first call that we take here on the travel show.
Well, eventually the pills quit working. I had heard a bunch of ED radio ads and compared Happy Valley Clinic.
John talks about how he found Happy Valley Clinic for his ED.
I had a lot of questions. They answered them all. And guess what? Happy Valley's focused wave therapy really works.
Our clinically proven ED therapy is safe, pain-free, and you can ditch the pills.
Brock Roberts of Happy Valley Clinic.
Call us at 833-ED-NO-FUN. 833-ED-NO-FUN. For a free consultation and trial treatment, a $650 value. Put the happy back in your relationship.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now you can add Comcast Business Security Edge to make your network more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a fast and reliable internet and voice solution for $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying service. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security edge not included. Prepaid card offer ends 12/21/21.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Morris Columbus Travel and Delta Vacations with special discounts to Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Europe. Then add to your discount your choice of up to $350 additional savings or up to 75,000 extra Delta Sky Miles. For details, contact your favorite Morris Columbus Travel office.
And it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen
and
you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. We're so glad to spend our weekend with you. We appreciate you more than you'll ever know. You are the reason that we're here, why the show is growing. We are syndicated, as you know, and we broadcast all over the western United States, Texas and Florida. We've got some new stations coming on, but it's because you are here that we are here. We've got some people listening in and with questions. Let's go back to the phone lines and Sam calling from Illinois. Where do you live in Illinois, Sam?
I live in Naperville.
I happen to know where that is. That is, what, southeast of downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
Beautiful great, community. Great place. How can we help you, Sam?
Yeah, I was wondering, so me and my wife love cruising, but we generally just get inside cabins. We have a cruise coming up, and we're just wondering, we've always wondered, is it worth it to upgrade, you know, get an outside cabin or a balcony?
Well, I think that's kind of a personal choice, John.
I think it is. I personally like the balconies. My favorite thing to do before I go to bed at night is sit out on the balcony and listen to the waves and look at the stars and the moon.
Sip a Mai Tai.
And I sleep better. I find that I want to spend time in my cabin when I do have that type of cabin, when
it's
I'm in
visual.
And inside.
It's a sensory experience.
And it is.
Sam, you'll have floor-to-ceiling sliding glass doors, a balcony, even in a cold-weather cruise like Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be sitting on the balcony for hours on end, but the whole wall, the entire wall, is a visual. I think it gets down to price. You know, if the difference is go or no go, then go with an inside cabin.
Absolutely.
But you always want to shop value. I'll tell you one that I really like with Princess Cruises on the Majestic Princess. You've sailed on the Majestic.
I was just on the Majestic a few weeks ago.
Yeah, November 27th, next month. It's after Thanksgiving, the Mexican Riviera round trip out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, and Mazatlan. An inside cabin is a fantastic price. Just $419 plus tax. Mm-hmm. But you could upgrade to a balcony for about $23 a day to $599. Now, that's an exceptional price, kind of a last-minute bargain.
Yeah, that's definitely worth it.
And so, Sam, that's the question. And the cabin will be much larger.
Yes.
Than the inside. So whenever possible, absolutely. Now, if the price difference is too much, Sam, consider what's called an ocean view. It'll have a window. On older ships, it's a porthole. But on the newer ships, you have a picture window, which, again, opens up the whole room. The few times that I've been in an inside, you wake up and you don't know if it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
Yes, that light goes off. It is pitch black.
Sam, does that help out?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we have Fred calling from Missouri. Whereabouts in Missouri do you live, Fred?
Liberty, Missouri.
You're kidding. I used to live in Liberty myself.
And I've been to Liberty.
Seriously, I lived in Liberty, and you know where the cemetery is, of course, in Liberty.
Yep.
I had a house that I lived in that just was right across the street from the Liberty Center Cemetery. This was some years ago, but you know you're a local, John, and Fred will understand this. John, do you know the difference between KCMO and KCK?
I do not.
Ah, Fred, we've got a rank amateur here, don't we? KCK.
We certainly do.
Is Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
KCMO would be?
Kansas City, Missouri.
There you go. Properly pronounced Missouri.
That's true.
Now that's
I've heard
when
that.
You really know. My grandparents lived in St. Joe. You know, St. Joseph just up the road. Fred, right. Liberty, Missouri, welcome to the travel show. What can we do to help you?
Well, I got on your internet. I'm very interested in going to Israel this next coming year, and you had four different dates that were available. I am a T-shirt, shorts, a sandal type of guy. I was wondering if it mattered what dates for the temperature-wise. There was a date in April and May and one in September and one in October. What which one of those dates would you recommend for what I like?
Well, you know, you and I could be brothers because I'm the same kind. You asked about weather-wise. Here's what I like. I like March, and I'm getting some sound feedback from you, Fred. Is there something going on in the background?
Not a thing.
Okay. Not a thing now. Okay. anyway, I like March, April, and May, and I like the fall, October and November. Now, what you want to stay away from are the Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Passover. People think, oh, it'd be great to be in Jerusalem for Passover. Not really. You can't move. Everything is closed, and the hotel prices double and triple. So I like that time of year in particular. Fred, we're getting all sorts of noise.
Not from me.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Dan, we're getting some feedback, and it sounds like with a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Anyway, so I like those months. The summer months is crowded and hot and humid. The winter months are fine, but it can get cold. I like March, April, May, and then the fall months also. Now, I'll tell you what I love about the springtime is the flowers are out. Now, we're coming to the end of this segment, so I'm going to say, just have you listen to the radio. I'm going to say goodbye to you, and I'll finish answering your question when we come back here on The Travel Show.
Whether it's the day you take on six new employees or the day your work takes you across the country, every day in business brings something new. So get the flexibility of our new mobile service designed for your small business. Introducing Comcast Business Mobile. This mobile service gives you the most reliable network with nationwide 5G included. And it's easy to save no matter what type of business you run. If you have a big team that needs lots of data, you can get unlimited for just $30 per line per month when you get four lines. And if your business is always changing, you can mix and match between unlimited and by the gig to save. Available now for Comcast Business Internet customers with no line activation fees or term contract required. See if you can save up to $500 a year on your wireless bill by switching to Comcast Business Mobile today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. It requires Comcast Business Internet. Taxes, fees.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.